JM and the AM, it's Thursday here at JM and the AM, and guess what? A week from today, it's going to be the 4th of July. Imagine that, and you know what that means? It means the grilling season that we always say starts around Memorial Day is going to get into some serious action. And that means we have to check in with our good friend Seth Levitt, who's the CEO at A&H, Abels & Hyman. And Abels & Hyman is celebrating its 70th birthday. Could you imagine? They started back in 1954. And now in 2024, they are celebrating 70 years. Seth Levitt, welcome back to JM and the AM.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I hope people have been showering you guys with birthday and landmark milestone wishes on this big 7-0. Can I assume that there are a lot of people in and out of the industry that have been recognizing the 70 years for A&H?
I hate to say it, but you're the only one.
Nobody else thinks it's a big deal.
I'll be honest with you. I don't even think I knew it was 70 years. Time just flies.
Well, what can I tell you? We have discussed it in the past, how it all began back in 1954. But hey, you're busy. You're busy trying to make sure everybody has all the hot dogs and salami and delicious meat items that they need. So I can only imagine that the birthday celebration might take a backseat to all that. Hey, wait, when you're grilling, do you slice your hot dogs in half or not?
You slice? I don't. I leave them intact. Right. A lot of people split them, but the reason why they do it is because when the hot dogs are peeled out of their casing, there's a blade that's used to slit the outer casing in order to be peeled off the hot dogs, and that leaves a mark in the hot dog. When you heat up the hot dog, that mark where the blade was, it starts to expand and separate. So people just assume that they need to split their hot dogs, but it's not necessary.
Oh, interesting. I thought they split it splitting, not cutting in half, but splitting is a better way of putting it because it stays intact as one hot dog. But I thought a lot of people just like to have the inside of it grilled a little bit more. So this way, if they're, tossing it on the grill and turning it over once in a while, they're going to get a more charred, literally a more grilled hot dog.
I am a firm believer that there's absolutely no wrong way to eat a hot dog. If you want to put mustard on it, put mustard on it. Ketchup on it, put ketchup on it. Mayo, go ahead, knock yourself out.
I actually found a mustard relish recently. I think you remember this in the past. I'm a very big sweet relish fan, and I love all those relishes. Now, I didn't realize there's a mustard-based relish that's out there. Quite good. I put it on chicken cutlets, of course, hot dogs. Yeah, I'm recommending it to everybody out there. Seth Levitt is with us from A&H, Abels & Hyman. The truth is, what I said earlier about not splitting, but actually cutting a hot dog in half would actually go a long way with the knockwurst. Now, I'm not trying to, God forbid, lessen your knockwurst sales, but those things are so thick that if somebody would cut them in half, they'd actually have like a full size, almost what looks like a full size hot dog to put in their bun just with half of a knockwurst. You agree with that?
I definitely do, but I definitely don't encourage that. That'll hurt our sales.
I know. That's why I'm saying. I'm just being honest, but believe me, but the positive of this is that it's obvious that compared to a regular hot dog, the knockwurst must have a significantly more or larger percentage of meat, right? It's got to be. What is it, 20, 30, 40% more?
Well, it's just the size of the hot dog. It's the same formula, basically, as a hot dog. So it's just a larger, thicker hot dog. But right.
I think you're getting a lot more for your money with that, frankly.
I'll grant you that.
Yeah, why not? It's a much bigger piece and more for people to enjoy. All right, so you know what's going on here. Aside from maybe Super Bowl week, where we always feature you guys because, half of America is making sure to grill up or at least figure out different ways to eat hot dogs during the big game. This is the season. Memorial Day weekend has been already. A week from today, it's the 4th of July. This is a really good setup because there are times when the 4th of July is in the 9 days. Uh-huh. or the early part of the 3 weeks and 9 days is in early July. And you don't get as much barbecue time. Plus, Seth, I'm sure you've looked at the calendar and I love analyzing this. This year, our fast days are on Tuesdays, so we're not
very nice.
There you go. So we're not losing.
But uh-oh, we do uh-oh. Lose. Here's the caveat. I believe we lose two Sundays for the 9 days.
Ah,
right.
I hear what you're saying. Right. In other words, because, is Rosh Chodesh Av officially on Sunday or Sunday night? Let's see. Rosh Chodesh Av begins on, Rosh Chodesh Av begins on Sunday nights. In theory, it's one of those, that Sunday is going to be one of those Sundays where you want the barbecue to end about 8:30. Right.
Exactly.
So it's not that big. You're really losing only one Sunday, and that's the one before Tisha B'Av. Hey, with all the calendaric setups that you and I have discussed when it comes to meat during the summer, this is one of the better ones, you have to admit.
100%. I'm not disagreeing with you, although Shavuos threw us for a little bit of a loop, 2 days in the middle of the week, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you realize, though, how many people are grilling on Shavuos. I mean, I guess it's not significant, but there are people who, you know, they like to do that, and they go out of their way to do it. But then again, it's a dairy holiday, so, you know.
Right.
It's like a juggling act, Seth. These menus are like a juggling act. You try your hardest to make sure that the meatball stays in the air, you know what I mean? But it doesn't always work out that way. All right, so I hope sales are reflecting this, that in fact more and more people are getting ready for the 4th of July and for a big summer of grilling and cookouts and barbecues. Can you tell us that, in fact, that's the case, and in our community things are really heating up, so to speak?
They are definitely heating up. I can tell you as a fact that there are more hot dogs eaten in the month of July than any other month. In fact, Americans will enjoy 150 million hot dogs on July 4th alone.
Just that day.
Just that day, correct.
I wonder what the most popular condiment is going to be for that. I guess mustard.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah.
Mustard always wins on a hot dog,
but,
right?
And on A&H, though, you know, because I'm thinking now specifically of the kosher community, is that the same rule? July is our biggest of the 12 months?
I would think so, yeah. Especially when it falls out midweek on a Thursday or something. No question about it.
But in general, of the entire year, is July for sure the most popular in our community?
You know, for hot dogs, I would say yes. May, June, after July 4th, things do tail off a little bit. People travel, they go away.
Right. It's that Memorial Day of July 4th piece. That's the soft spot, so to speak. That's where the action's taking place. Seth Levitt's with us. Go to kosherdogs.net. Take a 10% discount with promo code radio. Again, go to kosherdogs.net to check out A&H and its 70th anniversary celebration. You know, one of the best things is, by the way, I mean, not that I would be the authority on this, and people who actually do prepare food in their home for Shabbos would probably laugh that I'm giving a recommendation. But, you know, one of the things with Shabbos starting so late, tomorrow we're lighting candles in the New York area at 8:11. With Shabbos starting so late, when guests arrive for the big weekend, when guests arrive at, I don't know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you got to give them a little something to eat after all, a little pre-Shabbos snack. That Hasselback salami is one of the most perfect ideas ever. And I guess, I mean, in addition to putting it in a standard oven, I'm assuming you could grill it up as well, right?
100%, yeah, easily.
You agree with me it's one of the best pre-Shabbos treats?
Oh, without a doubt.
At the Levitt home, did I ever enjoy that beforehand?
we have that. We have everything you could think of. Hot dogs. Take some beef fry. We put it in the oven. We bake it off with a little sugar on top, caramelize it. Anything you could think of, we basically do.
Boy, oh boy, I love it. Yeah, the beef fry is fantastic. And kishka is available these days or not?
Sure.
It's out there in all the supermarkets?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, folks, when you go to your supermarket, the big kosher, massive supermarkets have, you know, incredible A&H displays. But as Seth always reminds us, it's not just there. You go to any major supermarket chain, especially in this area, Seth, there's a very, very big chance that there's going to be both a kosher meat section and a prominent A&H section as well.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, I've seen it over the last 27 years, the growth of the kosher food industry and you know, what the mainstream supermarkets have done to capture the business. And it's truly incredible. I mean, 25 years ago, we never had anything like we do today with some of these supermarkets where they have kosher experiences within the store. You can get your fresh meat, your chicken, all your poultry and dairy. It's incredible.
And by the way, Seth, you know, we always talk about when people go away, when they travel, especially now these couple of weeks, so much travel here in the United States. You know, we always encourage them to schlep along us, the NSN network, by, you know, just making sure that we're in their phone and their app. No need to schlep anything from A&H, because if you're heading to any, I don't know, mid to major city in this country, you're going to walk into the supermarkets that you just described, and you're going to find what you need to grill up a storm on the road. You could say that with great confidence, right?
I can. If there's a kosher market in the community or the neighborhood that you're traveling, you'll, in all likelihood, be able to find a few of our products. I can't say the entire line, right, but certainly some of the staple items, hot dogs, salamis.
I was just going to say, it's got to mean hot dogs and salamis, which is, you know, such a major part of it. And that's it, folks. Schlep us along. No need to schlep any A&H. Those days of filling up the cooler with ice and just lining it with as many hot dog packages as possible and tossing them to the trunk of the car, no need. When you get to your destination, when you land or when you get there by car, you're going to have an opportunity to purchase some A&H in whatever store, certainly the major supermarkets that you're going to be visiting. Seth, anything else we need to know as we embark on the summer of 2024?
No, we wish you and your listeners a happy July 4th, and thank you for all of your support over these years. You've been incredible, and thank you again.
I appreciate that, and thank you for your incredible support. Happy 70th anniversary to our friends at Abels and Hyman. And remember, go to kosherdogs.net, take a 10% discount with promo code radio. Try A&H today. You'll be glad you did. And if anybody out there needs to be reminded of what we always say about A&H, speak to listener Danny. Listener Danny told me that he is such a dedicated JMAM listener. He practically knows the entire A&H read, the spot that we do, by heart. So just speak to listener Danny, and he'll brief you on what you need to know about our friends at A&H. More coming up. You are listening to a Thursday morning edition of JM in the AM.